With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Hamas releasing 24 hostages today and Israel freed 39 Palestinians. It's the first stage of a swap under the four-day ceasefire deal. Finland says it will set up special registration centers to house would-be asylum seekers crossing over from Russia.
It's not exactly a common route. Migrants coming to Europe from Africa and the Middle East don't normally travel via Russia. So when hundreds began arriving at the Finnish border and also crossing from Russia into Estonia, both countries accused Moscow of sending people there deliberately. Finland has now closed all but one of its Russian border posts and warns even this may need to be shut. Anyone who does arrive will now be housed in a special residential facility. Estonia's interior minister said the crossings represented a hybrid form of attack, Russia aiming to undermine both countries' security.
BBC correspondent Paul Moss reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, it is Black Friday and American shoppers out in force. Here's correspondent Rita Foley.
Retailers are hoping you're ready to buy this holiday season. They're stepping up the discounts to try to attract those who are holding out for the best deals. At Macy's Herald Square in New York, shoppers began streaming in soon after the doors opened at 6 this morning, finding discounts up to 50% on almost all boots and shoes. Many handbags were half-priced. This woman in the Los Angeles area was looking for bargains at the mall last night. Yep, Thanksgiving night.
60% off, 70% off, up to. Take it where you can.
She talked to ABC 7 Los Angeles. I'm Rita Foley.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz promising quick action to fix a budget crisis after a court decision blew a large hole in the almost finished plan for next year. This is SRN News. Joe Biden has a problem with people of faith.
The president's low approval ratings have been in the news for years now, but a new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds his numbers are very low with certain religious groups that make up a large portion of the electorate. Just 12% of white evangelical Protestants think Mr. Biden is doing a good job, along with a mere 30% of white mainline Protestants and 31% of white Catholics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge striking down an effort to enshrine abortion in Nevada's constitution. Carson City District Court Judge James Russell has ruled that a proposed ballot initiative is too broad. The petition would have amended the state constitution to include the, quote, fundamental right to abortion, childbirth, postpartum care, birth control, vasectomy, and tubal ligation. This is SRN News. A fire in New Jersey leaving a number of firefighters injured. Here's correspondent Jennifer King.
Officials say firefighters were battling a blaze in a three-story corner building in the New Jersey town of West New York Thanksgiving night when an explosion caused the roof of a building next door to cave in while firefighters were on top of it.
Everything shook inside the apartment. It was really loud.
Evacuee Peter Reynosa lives two doors down.
Thanksgiving got ruined. Our pets, like, we can't find one of them.
All residents were evacuated safely, but about 20 people were displaced. Eight firefighters went to the hospital with injuries ranging from smoke inhalation to broken bones. The cause of the fire and explosion is being investigated. Audio courtesy WABC-TV. I'm Jennifer King.
Just a half day of trading on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 117 points. S&P 500 ahead 2. NASDAQ fell 15. More details at SRNnews.com.